Te hiku o te ika, wakarongo tonu mai.
Te hiku o te ika, i wai tekau mai whetu, i rā tahi te iarere nau mai hoki mai. Ki tēnei o ngā wahanga, kuaka mārangaranga, i runga i tō tātou tāonga te hiku, tēnei ko Animākiha. E mihi atu ana kia koutou katoa, a big mihi tu ao kai kōrero who has allowed us this time to discuss some of the issues. We have Mike Smith. Tēnā koe, kia ora Mike Smith.
Tēnā koe, Ani.
Pehana, how are you today?
Oh, kānui tō ora.
Now let's turn to the subject. The privatisation of water. Talk to us about that. What exactly are you meaning when using the word privatisation?
Well, okay, you know, ko te wai he taonga tuku iho mai, mai te moana, tai atu ki te rangi, ka maringi mai, kei runga i te whenua. So water is a natural treasure that doesn't have a cost associated to it in its natural form. You know, it evaporates off the ocean, goes up into clouds, falls down upon the land, and everything living on the land, gets access to water. There's no charge involved. It's just part of the natural cycle of life. And without water, well, you know, ka mate noa. So water is one of the most important resources that there is. We can live for 3 weeks without food, but you can only last 3 days without water. So it's it's a very, very important part of the life cycle. So what the privatisation of water means is it means when it goes from being just a free part of the natural cycle of Papatūānuku to people owning it and putting a price on it, and therefore you have to buy water and pay for water. That's what privatisation means.
Yes, and we understand that we are having a lot of issues with our water rights, with overseas companies, foreign companies, freely coming in and helping themselves to our water. Now, there have been some kōrero in the past regarding the councils allowing that and not letting our iwi, our local hapu and iwi, have a say. And Mike, can local councils and iwi work together on this issue?
Well, yes, they can. It's anything is possible. But I guess the question, therefore, is do they? And the answer to that is no. And then the question, therefore, is why don't they? And so I think it's part of the, it's part of the inherent racism within Aotearoa, the white supremacy that's been talked about recently in regard to the massacres of the Muslim people. And that's come out from underneath the rock that it's been hiding, and that we've got these prevalent attitudes of racism where Māori rights are not considered to be the same as anybody else's. And so our rangatiratanga and over these matters is not taken into consideration. And so, of course, it is possible, but it doesn't happen, and that's why.
Yes, yes. Now, is there a solution? Is there a solution for us in this issue?
Yes, I think there is a solution for us, and that solution is that we've got to campaign vigorously on achieving our rights to look after the water, number one, and number two, to make sure that the allocation of water is fair right across the spectrum. And I think it can be said that councils have not shown that they're responsible to either care for it or to share it out freely. So therefore, I think that we're quite within our rights to assert our rangatiratanga and our mana over the water. But we're going to have to do that actively. We can't just sit around waiting for that to happen, or somehow the water fairies are going to turn up and make that happen. We have to go out there and actively campaign to do that. So over the next 12 months or so, we're going to start a campaign up. We're going to not start a campaign because it's been going for a while, but invigorate the campaign in regard to water. Because the climate's changing, it's getting hotter,
Absolutely.
Drier, and water, he tino taonga tuai.
Yeah, now for those that, they want to get on board with this kaupapa, it's an important one for all of us, not just Māori, not just iwi, not just hapu, but for all New Zealanders. For those that want to get on board, I understand, that you probably will take this kaupapa further with the campaigning. For those that want to get on board in tautoko, how can they go about it, Ewha?
Okay, so I'm currently doing some work with a rōpū within the Iwi Chairs Forum, which is made up of 71 iwi runanga from around the country who have been working on water issues for quite a while now. And so we're about to step that campaign up. We've been expecting the government to act honourably towards us, but they've just been failing and failing. So we're going to have to step the campaign up. So you can expect over the next 12 months or so just to see all sorts of opportunities coming up to get involved.
Awesome. Now, Mike Smith, I'll leave the closing mihi for you. I just wanted to give a big mihi to you for taking the time out to talk to us regarding water, the privatisation of water. It's important that we put an emphasis on privatisation. He kōrero whakamatunga au ki ngā hunga e whakarongo mai ana.
Oh, tēnā anō koe. And me ngā mihi hoki atu ki a koutou e noho pauri, i te pauritanga o te wānei, ngā whānau pani i huri nō te taitokarau and te motu hoki, e whakaro aroha atu ki a koutou ki a tātou hoki.
Nei ranga mihi nui ki a Gwen, all the best with the campaign. We'll keep in touch with you, Mike, over the next 12 months about the next steps in this kaupapa. A big mihi to you, ngā mihi nui ki a Gwen.
Te hiku te reo irirangi, iwa te kaumāwhetu i ratahi.